Education Committee today, Patrick O'Donovan, the Minister for Further and Higher Education, was before that committee. What was being said? Why was he there?
Essentially, he just came before the committee and outlined exactly what he got in the budget last week. Patting himself on the back for the work that was brought in. And ultimately, I think there was mainly satisfaction, for a lot of what was brought in. He announced $77 million for the apprenticeship programme. He also announced, additional funding for higher education, €150 million per annum by 2029, and an additional $7.5 million annual and recurrent funding for student accommodation. There were issues Mairead brought up in relation to the apprenticeship programme, and Mullins had a bit of a tense conversation in relation to the $150 million and where that will actually get universities to and at what stage. So that was ultimately what was raised today.
All right. Mairead Farrell, I suppose universities are deeply in the hole for funding and are looking at creative and innovative ways to try and make up that deficit. Is this $150 million welcome?
So just to be clear, it's actually $50 million this year. It's $150 million over a three-year period. We know that there's been an identified funding gap for years. 2016 actually was the Castles report where we initially had the identified funding gap, and then in 2022, the government's own report showed that there was a gap of $307 million. The problem here is huge amount of things. First of all, even in the latest pay agreement, it turned out that the government didn't actually fund the universities adequately for that. My big concern is what we have now is huge issue in terms of student accommodation, but a lot of the on-campus student accommodation that has been built is very high quality, high-end student accommodation, far too high-end. Students would tell you it's far too high-end. Really, my concern is the universities are trying to bridge this gap, right? And they have to bridge this gap because there's a massive hole. And the reality of the situation is that, they're using, obviously, likes of Taylor Swift, you can book into some kind of student accommodation, Galway Races, whatever it may be. And they're trying to fund that gap. And that's why they have this really high-end student accommodation. It's $150 million over a three-year period, which is not going to actually fill the gap. If you at least would come over and say, right, OK, this is the amount of money that we're putting into it, and this is how long it will take us to bridge this gap. The other thing is, in relation to the apprentices, what I just cannot get my head around is we know that over 1,000 apprentices have dropped out each year over the last 3 years out of their apprentices.
Because of
the waiting times, they're longer in low pay and sub-minimum wage rates. But the important thing here is, right?
All right.
In 2023, we were told there was going to be 6,500 craft registrations in 2023. They announced it like it was a big new thing that there was going to be 6,800 registrations by 2025. That's 300 extra. Where is he getting these figures from?
I do have to, before I go to the rest of the panel, I just have to ask, and I'll come back to you on this, Mary Siri Carney, but your colleague, Sinn Féin TD, Patricia Ryan, has resigned from the party. It seems there's a convention for Kildare South to take place next week. Did you know or why?
Oh, yeah. No, of course I knew. And look, myself and Patricia were on the Budgetary Oversight Committee together and we had great crack over the years. And look, it's really disappointing. Look, the nominations for the convention were opening tomorrow morning. It was going to be a contested convention. The party urged Patricia to go forward and contest that convention, but she obviously decided not to. I think that's very unfortunate. But look, I don't know about the others, but most of us have been through contested conventions. They're difficult, but they're part of the democratic process, and you can't ask somebody not to put their name forward for a convention. The best thing would be always to go contest the convention. Look, I've won and I've lost conventions. So.
All right, and people may remember that she almost miraculously won her seat at the last time of asking while she was on holidays in the Canaries, which may have come as a surprise to her. Mary Siri Carney, just on that point about the adequacy of funding, we only have about 15 seconds left for you to get your spake in and answer to that.
There is a policy there of funding our future, which is to ensure that our universities are functioning and our technical, that across the board our colleges and third level are funded adequately for all of the needs of our future.
All right. I'm sorry not to get back to you on this, Thomas Pringle, but that's all we have time for this evening. Ollie Hamilton was our broadcast coordinator. Research was by Emma Cawley. Liam Mullins was on sound. And tonight's programme was produced by Cora Ennis. Up here next on RT Radio 1, it's Cathal Murray with Late Date.